Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Animals in the Press. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show will basically be taking over Animal Matters, which aired previously on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. here on KZFR. The type of show will shift from animal matters, animal information, that sort of thing, to animals in the news combined with animal information. I'd love your feedback. I'm still trying to figure out how I want the show to be formatted. I have a good idea of it in my head, but I don't know if it's coming out right over the air. So I'd love your feedback. And probably the best thing to do is not to call me here because I'm still too nervous to answer the phone. If you want to get in touch with me, any kind of comment or suggestions, please visit the blog that ties into this show. And the web address for that blog is animalpress.wordpress.com. And on that website is, of course, a way to leave a comment on the blog or send me a message. There's also links to other pages, such as my MySpace page, a link to the podcast, which I finally figured out, and things like that. And I'd love to hear from you. Any kind of comments are welcome, bad or good. So I want to hear from you, and let me know what you think. Okay, so I'm going to get right into it. I ran out of time last week and was very disappointed that I was unable to mention the Mother's Day in the park, which I did participate in, and I had such a blast. they stuck us with the dogs that like to pull a lot, and that was excellent exercise for my upper body. My shoulders and my arms were quite sore after that. The dogs pulled us through the park, and we ended up not doing the 5K. We ended up doing the 2K because it was exhausting. The dogs had a great time. We had a great time. There were lots of really cool people out there. And I'm hoping that they had more than enough people join in. I felt really bad that I didn't mention it on the air. I totally ran out of time. I was too busy talking about myself, I guess. So anyway, I hope I'm not leaving anything out that I wanted to mention at the beginning. I can't find my paper. So basically, I'm just going to get right into it. We have a couple of more local stories. This first one comes from the Chico ER, and it affects people living in Butte County. And that's me, and that's probably you. This is a new ordinance to ban barking dogs and crowds of kitties. I don't know how I fit into this category of kitties, but I'm not going to tell you how many I have. That would be ridiculous. But basically, they have limited the number of cats to 1 acre, being 6 cats. And a dog, if he barks for longer than an hour, the owner, or I should say guardian of that dog, can face a $100 fine that can grow to $500 for the third and future offenses. I'm not sure how I feel about that, because they're basically punishing the owner, and usually a barking dog means a bored dog. And there's only one way to resolve that. You know, give the dog some attention. I wonder how many of you out there know that in the state of California, it is now illegal to tie a dog to an object for more than 3 hours. Now, if your neighbor is doing that and their dog is out there barking, you can report them for that. That 3-hour limit is your way of getting that dog to either, you know, have a better life or maybe find another home. If he ends up in the shelter, you know, don't feel bad about that. He may have a better chance. And, you know, who's to say what's better, you know, having the dog euthanized or having the dog tied up to a tree for the rest of his life? I don't know. That's my opinion, of course. So I thought this was interesting. And as far as the cat limit goes, I can understand that, because cats can be pretty destructive. I have some myself, and I can tell you how destructive they are. But mine are all inside and only cause problems to me and my roommates. So my cats are cool. But I can understand why people would want to limit the number of cats that a person can have on their property. Outdoor cats tend to kill wild animals. they tend to defecate in places they shouldn't defecate. My cats live inside and they still insist on peeing on my car in the garage. This is the life of a cat. So I think this is kind of important, but at the same time, I don't know how I feel about it, because I'm all for cats having homes, as long as, you know, the cats are being taken care of and being spayed and neutered and not breeding wildly. So I have a feeling this ordinance that is directed at the cats is mainly to focus on those folks who basically collect the stray cats that wander up to their home. That makes sense to me. But again, going back to the barking dogs, I think it's important that people try to think about why that dog is barking. And again, if you have a neighbor who has a dog tied up to a tree or a car or whatever it may be, you can report them. Just keep an eye on that dog. If you see him out there for longer than 3 hours, give your animal control a call and keep doing it until that dog situation changes. It's a miserable life for a dog to be tied up to a tree like that, or any object, especially when it's getting to be 90, 100, 110 degrees outside. Oftentimes they are not only tied up but neglected, and they are left without food and water, for more than 24 hours. And sitting out there in the sun like that basically could lead to death. So, you know, if you know something like this happening in your neighborhood, get involved and make that dog's life a little better, even if it costs you 5 minutes of your time. Okay, moving on to the next story. This kind of took place out by where I work. This was in Orland. A bull was found running loose on Highway 99 West Sunday morning and was destroyed out of concern for public safety when it rammed a deputy's patrol car and efforts failed to contain it. Just after 8 a.m., Orland Police Sergeant J.C. Toll said he was sent to check on a bull reportedly running toward Highway 99 on County Road 20 south of the city. Toll said the bull was calm and in a pasture when he arrived, and he took no action. About an hour later, Toll was called back to the scene along with Deputy Christy Burns and Community Services Officer from the Glenn County Sheriff's Office. They made several attempts to contain the bull, which was now breaking through fences and kept charging onto 99, endangering motorists. The owner of the animal came to the scene but had no better luck controlling it. At one point, the bull charged Deputy Burns's patrol vehicle, reportedly causing damage. Once the bull was coaxed away from the highway, Deputy Burns shot it with her service revolver. Officials said they feared the bull would make a run for heavily traveled Interstate 5 just a short distance away. So I thought this was interesting because, and I'm going to pull out an older story. This takes place in Red Bluff. At the Red Bluff Roundup, there was a bull there who managed to get loose. They're not sure why, but he jumped up into the stands and injured some kids, kids that were 5, 8, and 9, and some adults as well. And I tried to find out by contacting the folks who wrote this article for the Reading paper. I don't remember what the paper is called, to find out what had happened to the bull, because in this article and the other one I read, it didn't mention anything about the bull being destroyed. And I thought that was interesting because at the Red Bluff Roundup, the bull is considered, you know, a prize. And here, a loose bull, he's considered dangerous. And they're the same animal. And I just thought it was interesting. I understand they are both endangering the public, but I didn't understand why one was more important than the other. So I'm going to move on before I get on a little soapbox there. This was interesting. Trader Joe's announced Thursday that it will stop carrying eggs from a Central California farm where an animal rights group shot undercover video showing chickens being mistreated by workers. Footage released earlier this week by the Chicago-based nonprofit Mercy for Animals showed hens at Gemperly Enterprises farms confined in crowded metal cages with rotting bird corpses. The Monrovia-based chain decided against carrying Gemperly eggs because, quote, "It is of utmost importance that all of our vendors abide by industry-established animal care practices," Trader Joe's spokeswoman Allison Makizuki stated. It also says that previously the chain's Northern California and Northern Nevada stores had sourced conventional eggs from New Cal Foods, Inc., which also distributes eggs from Gemperly and dozens of other farms to Raley's and Save Mart supermarkets. Makizuki said the Trader Joe's ban on Gemperly eggs was indefinite. Raley's plans to continue to carry all eggs from New Cal, but, quote, "does not condone any acts of cruelty to animals," said spokeswoman Nicole Townsend. A Save Mart supermarket spokeswoman did not immediately return calls seeking comment. I wanted to mention this because several animal rights groups have been after Trader Joe's for a while, at least going back to 2005, about the eggs that they carry that are labeled as humane. And these eggs came from Gemperly Farms. And back in 2005, some footage was obtained from Gemperly and shown to Trader Joe's. And if I remember correctly, Trader Joe's was leaning towards not selling those eggs in their stores. But from what I understand, Gemperly basically convinced them that everything was fine and that there was no cruelty taking place at their farm. So this was in 2005, and lo and behold, it's 2008, and the same cruelty is taking place. So Trader Joe's has finally stepped up and decided not to sell their eggs, which is phenomenal. But going back to my vegan soapbox, I would like to say that I wish Trader Joe's would not sell any eggs. But that's just me. That is just my opinion. Remember that. So I thought this was interesting. And I think it's very important that big stores like this make a statement like that. It kind of, you know, gives the idea to the other stores that maybe they should be paying attention to where their animal products come from, or all their products. It doesn't just mean animal products. As you know, there was a E. coli scare on, what was it, spinach last year. And I thought that was interesting because here I am as a vegan thinking I'm safe from that kind of stuff and I can still get affected too. So let's see. This story came from the Associated Press, and I'm just going to read little portions of it because it was kind of long. The headline is "Pork Chicken Prices May Rise." The article starts out by saying, "Americans may be getting another helping of food inflation, and it seems likely to come from higher prices for chicken and pork. Overall food inflation could double this year, lifted by the rising costs of fuel, corn, and soybeans," some analysts predict. Food inflation hit 4% last year, up from 2.4% in 2006. While beef prices were already high, chicken and pork prices didn't reflect record costs for feed and fuel. That's poised to change as chicken and pig producers who have been losing money slaughter more animals to decrease the supply and raise the prices they can charge. Higher food inflation would further challenge shoppers who are already limiting themselves to sale items and store brands as they contend with the worst food inflation since 1990. Tyson Foods, Inc., the world's biggest meat producer, forecasts that its expenses will rise $1 billion this year, including $600 million for corn and soybean meal and $100 million in grain. The balance will come from higher prices for cooking oil, breading, and fuel costs, the company said. Last week, Tyson reported a $5 million second quarter loss and withdrew its earnings outlook, saying feed prices were too volatile. So, what always blows my mind is how much feed goes into feeding the animals, and look at what it's doing. It's causing that price to go up. The price of the animals that are being eaten in this country is going up because we are feeding them with expensive crops. To me, that doesn't make any sense. I think those crops should be used in other ways. not only for fuel in this country, but for food in other countries. There's, you know, as you know, there's a lot of starving people out there. And with the amount of food that we put into the animals that we eventually eat, you know, all that food could be sent over to other countries to feed the hungry. The whole thing is just a vicious cycle. The article continues, quote, "I think food inflation has got to go up," said C. Larry Pope, president and chief executive of Smithfield Foods, the world's largest pork producer, in a recent speech. Quote, "Everything that uses wheat, everything that uses corn, everything that uses corn syrup has got to go up." The biggest driver to prices is grain costs, which have been affected by the rise in ethanol production and strong export demand due to the weak dollar. Corn costs have more than doubled over the last 2 years, from $2.50 a bushel to $6. That has added $6 billion to chicken farmers' annual feed bills, according to the National Chicken Council, a trade group. As a result, companies are slaughtering animals to tighten supply. The move will temporarily increase supply, lowering prices, but as farms, herds, and flocks get smaller, it will raise prices. Again, because the cost of the crops are going up, the crops that we're feeding to these animals, the animals that you eat, are getting more and more expensive. And you should really, you know, think about that. I think it's a huge waste. This is something that I wanted to mention before I run out of time, of course. The North Valley Animal Disaster Group will hold training classes for new and veteran members Saturday in preparation for fire season. The all-volunteer group assists public safety agencies with the evacuation and housing of domestic animals and livestock displaced by natural disasters. I'm reading this from the Chico ER. Of course, I wanted to mention that. Topics to be covered include NVADG orientation, integrated command system operations, radio procedures, shelter awareness, and evacuation procedures. During the break between morning and afternoon classes, participants will be treated to a demonstration from the Butte County Search and Rescue K-9 team. I wanted to mention this because A, I will be there, and B, I think it's important for a lot of people to be there. If you you know, care about animals in this area and are concerned about their safety, not only in disasters but year-round, I think you should consider attending this. we saw what happened in New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina. I, being of the animal mindset, I was focused on all the animals that were displaced during that. And obviously, hundreds of thousands of animals didn't make it. And even more were abandoned, left in shelters, and homeless after the whole thing. And loads of them had to be euthanized because of it. So I would hate for that to happen here in this area. And I know there's a lot of people in the area that do care about animals, myself being one of them. And I think it's important that we plan ahead for something like this. Obviously, we don't have to worry about hurricanes out here, but we do have to worry about fire. And I am especially concerned about that this year because of the dry season that we had in the winter. So it says, if you want to sign up for that, call 518-9497 or the North Valley Animal Disaster Group hotline at 895-0000. I know they also have a website, which is northvalleyanimaldisastergroup.com. So actually, that's .org. So it's NVADG.org. And you can go there and sign up too. I'm pretty sure that's how I signed up. So maybe I'll see you there. This may be my last story here. I think I saved this one because I thought it was just completely ridiculous. The headline reads, "Driver who killed dog sues owner for car damages." It starts out with a quote from the judge, and he says, quote, "You don't have a legal cause of action. You never should have been here." So I'm going to sum up the article. Basically, this guy was driving down the street at the posted speed limit of 55 miles an hour. A woman was standing in her yard, and the dog, Fester, ran out from between her legs and bolted into the street. And she called for him, but he didn't come back. And unfortunately, the dog was run over and killed by the driver of the car. So the driver turned around and helped the owners or guardians of the dog find him in the dark. And he says in the article that when he returned home, he realized that his speedometer was out of whack. So, or his temperature gauge. So he went back to the house the next morning and asked them to help pay for repairs. I'd like to point out that this dog was a 13-pound miniature pincher. And this guy was driving a 97 Honda Civic. Now, I drive a Civic, and I know they're not exactly, you know, tough cars on the outside. But against a 13-pound miniature pincher at 55 miles an hour, I don't think this guy had any cause to return to the guardians of the dog and ask them for money. I just thought it was so ridiculous. It reminded me of the story of the guy who broke into a home to steal stuff and in the process got injured and tried to sue the couple for his injury. And of course the case was thrown out, but I just couldn't believe the guy had the nerve to even ask. So that was the last story that I wanted to go over. Let me remind you that if you wanted to get in touch with me about this show, comments, questions, if you want to read the articles that I'm referring to on the show, I have all of those in the blog, which again is animalpress.wordpress.com. There's lots of really cool blogs there, so if you find you're not interested in mine, then feel free to click around. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. And my email address, of course, is animalsinthepress-kzfr@yahoo.com. I know that's kind of long to remember, so if you go to the KZFR website, it's listed on there, and you can email me from there. One other thing I wanted to mention, while I still have a minute, there is a new dogfighting hotline. If you know of a dogfighting ring in your area, you can receive an award of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a dogfighter. All the information is kept confidential, it says, and no one will know you've called. The line is answered 24/7. You can leave a message, you can talk to an investigator or get their email address. And it also says that if a dogfight is in progress, immediately call the police 911, then call the hotline. So let me give you that number in case you are interested. It's 877-847-4787. It's sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States. And I will try to remember to put that on my blog so that you can find it. If you know of a dogfighting ring going on or you find out about one in the future and you'd like to report it, I'll put it up there so you can find it. Let's see. I should also probably mention the shelter in Marysville that Karen Meach runs. Karen Meach is the former host of Animal Matters. That shelter is called Peace of Peace. Again, it's in Marysville. I've been trying to get out there and volunteer. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, but it's totally worth it. And if you want to volunteer with them, the number is 743-0233. And I think I've run out of things to talk about. I had one other article, but I didn't have a chance to read through it, and I don't want to go over that on the air until I've had a chance to read through it. Who knows? They might have put a curse word in there or something. So I'm going to end the show now. Let me play a little song, and then we'll get on to the next program. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next week.
Go.
Thanks again for tuning into Animals in the Press this week. Animals in the Press is made possible by listener contributions and by PlumbingSupply.com, the worldwide online plumbing store celebrating its 14th year of service on the internet. Plumbing supplies from A to Z can be found on their website at PlumbingSupply.com. And by Paula Shapiro Landscape Design and Consultation, specializing in landscape design and consultation for California natives and drought-tolerant plants. You can reach Paula by calling 343-7440.
Welcome to Earthbeat, the